Item number 7, from the Director of Audit, a status report, audit of parks infrastructure. This item went before the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment and Finance and Audit in March. It was informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. On March 16, 2012, a resolution by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment to accept and adopt the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture's 5-year capital development plan submitted to address recommendations on deferred maintenance as stated in the audit, a tale of two systems, 3 decades of declining resources leave Milwaukee County parks reflecting the best and worst of times.
Mr. Hare, welcome.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, members of the committee. The December 2009 audit of the parks maintenance efforts chronicled a story of over 2 decades of decline in the assets that we hold as stewards of these great parks, 15,000 acres, or 56 parks. The response that you have before you today from the Department of Parks is probably the most extensive response I've seen in audit in my career. So we turn to a few pages of detail about how they intend to remedy the situation. They also have put a fiscal note on the legal cost to begin to repair the longstanding decay of park structures. I believe the matter was before you in the last cycle, and it laid over at the board level to allow new members the opportunity to review the response. It is indeed comprehensive, lengthy, and it will have a price tag eventually when you come to the table this fall and adopt a budget for 2013 and beyond. I think that we're clearly at a crossroads. As you know, deferred maintenance doesn't get any better. You can't do demolition by neglect. You have to be strategic. So you have before you now a strategic approach to beginning to address the long-standing delay in flooding the park's assets.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that we have 3 new supervisors on this committee and 5 new supervisors, and Mr. Harris, correct that we wanted to spend a little extra time so that they recognize the importance of this. For those of us that have been around, again, our compliments to the Parks Department for the exhaustive research that went into all of this, and I am going to make the motion to once again approve of this plan and hope that the county executive and the county board will see fit to pursue these accomplishments.
Motion is to approve. Are there further questions by committee members?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I apologize. I missed a couple of thank yous earlier. So
that's quite all right.
I can give you those thank yous from earlier. The plan, I don't have it. Do I? Are my parks and other 5th District parks in there too?
Your parks are not included. You would so everybody else is taken care of. So.
But I would love to see the plan. I read about it. So, sure. Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Torhorst?
Not have joined us in having a perception that this is a commitment.
Torhurst.
I have a question.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I'm understanding your commentary right, Ms. Torhurst, it seems like although it's widely recognized that these capital expenditures need to take place, it's simply a matter of not enough resources to meet every need. So instead of the dollar amounts of $15 million per year that are suggested as a plan over 5 years, are you implying that a different plan over a longer period of time or for a lesser dollar amount to try to just make bare bones to meet the same need is what would be preferred by the county executive?
I think acceptance of the document at Parks is a good guidance for all of us to know what Parks deems important to moving forward. That in combination with having analysis done by our facilities department, we have an outside consultant who's conducting a facilities plan and assessing 25 buildings countywide to determine where maintenance are needed, as well as requests from other departments that are dealing with their capital requests. All of those kind of feed into what we hope will be an attempt to start to chip away at this deferred maintenance issue throughout the county. County staff is very concerned about that, as a commitment to help us achieve a system that doesn't have any problems, but the current $50,000 project depends on how you read it. The commitment of $15 million per year could severely hinder us in other departments to achieve savings and help grow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? I think it's important for the go ahead, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
That's quite right.
One of the issues that I often have with the reports and the audits that are done by Mr. Hare and his department, which in my opinion are always top-notch. I've never read a bad audit from him, and I try to go out of my way to read every single thing that your department does. But then it seems more often than not the audits are read and discussed at a meeting and then forgotten about, and no action has resulted in. We've had discussions with Mr. Hare and other people in other departments on that fact of why, when these problems are being brought to our attention, nobody steps forward and tries to rectify them. And I understand completely where the county executive is coming from. I'm probably one of the tightest penny pinchers here, I think, on the board, is, and that's no secret. But I think that we have to recognize that the Parks Department has gone out of its way to actually put together a plan to address the issues that were brought through in Mr. Hare's audit. And if nothing else, approving this resolution holds kind of all of our feet to the fire to say we recognize there's a problem and now we have to do something about it. The fiscal note doesn't specifically spell out the $15 million. That's the recommendation from the parks. So I feel confident in supporting this going forward because it's going to force us, hopefully, to do some action as opposed to keep putting these problems up. I think the $15 million is actually probably the proper dollar amount considering the amount of backlog that we have. But I recognize the fact that it may be difficult to fund that much money initially. However, I have long said, and I'm glad, thanks to the help from Supervisor Jerzyk through the budget process, we are getting this assessment done of all county facilities because I've often described the county as that like that crazy sentimental old aunt that just has to hold on to everything and can't get rid of anything, and I think we have way too many buildings, way too much property, and it's time that we assess everything we have, get rid of the things because we can't afford to keep everything we have, and then start taking care of what we really do need that is benefiting the people of this county. So I'm going to support this, even though it does call for spending, and it may be out of character for me. I supported it last time around, and Borkowski's falling out of his chair over there. But to that end, I'll say touche. And he knows what that means. Yeah. But anyway, that was my comment.
Thank you very much. Mr. Hare?
Well, I absolutely agree that this is a plan that's been advanced by the department. The real heavy lifting comes in the fall when you all decide, in collaboration with the county executive, on which projects to fund. So I think when you get to that point, you revisit this 250-page document,
you'll see that there, what I really liked about the analysis, thank you, is that it's not just a wish list. It has some underlying analysis, including, I think, some very robust analysis of things like life cycle cost to replace inefficient systems with more efficient systems, and including, in several areas, an approach to external funding. I mean, obviously, parks is a huge consumer of tax levy, but what we've noticed in the trend line is that the department's found a way to backfill the loss of tax levy. It's gone down by two-thirds over the period we examined with external funding. And there's a lot of that in this plan as well. And clearly the point that Ms. Torhurst made, you have to also set countywide priorities with regard to health and safety of not only the people who visit our structures, but the people who work here. And parks, you know, has a lot of structures and it gets a lot of traffic. So there are going to be certain assets that you'll definitely want to keep an eye on in terms of making sure that those who visit there or work there are safe.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to comment that last fall during the budget hearings, I did listen in via the audio before I was elected official, and sat as a resident, a taxpayer, saying, I don't understand why everyone is coming before the board asking for all this money to repair things and maintain them and keep them up, and why don't we have a plan for this? So to be at my first committee meeting and see that, you know, the things that I was crying out to the air were actually heard in some respect, and action was actually taken to make a plan. So whether or not the money will be there, I guess we'll have to see, but I'm enthused to see that there actually is a plan formulated and action being taken to list out what needs to be done, how could it be done if we wanted to make the parks whole and repair what's been broken and so forth. We actually have a plan to do that if we want to move on it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Supervisor Stanford.
Yes. I'd like to hear Sue Black's comment on this issue. During her presentation, during the presentation of the department head, she mentioned how she operates her budget. And what I saw, she is in need of assistance to assist with these parks. So, Sue, would you mind commenting, please?
Ms. Black?
Ms. Black.
Chairman, Supervisor, on the plan, do you want me to comment on the capital plan?
You just comment on what you think.
No, thank you. With all due respect, what I'm thinking is what I said in my opening comments is that I'm hopeful. I do think it's our responsibility, as Mr. Harris said, is that we had this audit that was done, and for three responses, every 6 months I had to give a response, and I basically said, there's no money, there's no money for a consultant, there's no plan, we'll get back to you. And then I kind of looked in the mirror and I thought, that's not really my responsibility. My responsibility is to give the policymakers something to react to. And again, we didn't go out for an outside consultant, we did this internally with our staff, and I really like the way that the plan is set up, and I know that we've tried to sit down, but I'll take you through the plan and walk you through how we looked at all of the roofs together, all of the restrooms. We categorized each of the different areas so that when we do go out to bid, maybe we could get more for a bang for a buck if we bundle some of these things. At the same time, we've also looked at what we can do to generate more revenue, and at the same time, what we can do to reduce our expenses. So when you talk about the operating budget itself, it somewhat comes back to the capital. So say, for instance, on our utilities, if we put money into the capital budget, that's going to save money on our utilities and our infrastructure, HVAC system, things like that. That's going to save money on our utilities in the long run. So when you talk about the operating budget, I really feel like it all comes back to the capital. And then you look at our revenue line, and if we did build some things that are going to generate revenue, and again, some of the things that we've talked about, I think there needs to be a healthy balance between the revenue generators and the general maintenance that's going to bring down the operating budget, and I think that's what this plan does.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee members? You know, I think it's Mr. Hare made the point that they're operating on one third of the revenue that they did 20, 25 years ago. We're also operating on one third of the employees that we had then to tend the same 15,000 acres and provide the same programming. This actually should be unnecessary because you'll recall that in 2008, a referendum was passed by the public favoring the imposition of the sales tax of 1 cent. 50% of that approximately would have gone to parks and 50% for transit, and parks and transit would have been taken off the property tax, thus lowering property taxes throughout the community, throughout the county. The state virtually ignored the voice of the people in that case, and I get tired of saying this, but I think it absolutely bears repeating. Because it's still on the table, the last act by the public at the ballot box endorsed, they said, please tax us for these purposes. And the state substituted what it felt was its better judgment for the voice of the people and instead catered to other interests. Now, this should be unnecessary, but at least now we have a plan to respond to. And I think what the response evoked in me from Ms. Torres' comments is, if not this, what? And I haven't heard from the administration what they intend. And I'd like to hear that prior to the budget. And some commitment that we're going to have a substitute plan, if that's what we're being asked to endorse from the executive's office, that will specify in particular how these problems raised in the audit are going to be treated. Short of that, I think this is the best solution. We put it on the table, and while it's on the table, negotiations can proceed, but at least we have made a statement as a board. Ms. Torres, do you have a response?
Sure. Chairman, supervisors, the county executive is very committed to having a thorough analysis of every capital need, whether it's at BHD for Transportation Public Works, for our aging department and the aging centers, for parks, and really looking at what are all of the capital needs and having a plan for addressing the entire county. While this is a great slice of our pie, this isn't an exhaustive study, and we're not going to be there this year. It's not within the county's resources to achieve that, unfortunately. We do have the facilities plan that addresses 25 buildings. We do have a restructured facilities department that will hopefully be able to combine conversations between capital, finance, and real estate and facilities maintenance, which we haven't had in the past. And I think that will provide a richer analysis of capital priorities for this year. And it will, of course, take into account the plans that parks have put forward and look at the directives that all of the department heads have asked for and work with Department of Administration in creating a thorough and thoughtful plan. And until the department requests have been analyzed by department staff, of Department of Administration staff, and brought to us and presented later on this summer, we aren't in a position to talk about analysis of plans.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not in response to Ms. Torhurst. This is, obviously, this information will come before the whole of the board, and any decisions on action will first, I believe, go through the Finance and Audit Committee, which I'm now proud to be a part of. What I have found in my relatively short time on the board is that the people of the county are very passionate about their parks, and they are willing to do quite a lot for their parks as well. This past weekend, I had 8 and then 9 people come out on a Saturday morning to talk about the Morgan Park Triangle. It's a little tiny sliver of a park between Holt Avenue on the north and Morgan Avenue on the south, Kinnickinnick on the west, and Pennsylvania on the east. You know, it's a little tiny triangle, but it's very important to the people immediately around it. They are willing to give up a Saturday morning to come and talk about it. I have had a lot of success organizing other groups, other Friends of Parks groups, with the help of Jim Gulley, the park people, and his good band of folk, for many other parks in my district, and we need not go into that. The point is that people are willing to do a lot for their parks because they are so vitally important to them. The parks are important to the citizens, to the people. They will give up a lot, not just their free time. Yeah, they're happy to part with a little coffee money as well. They emphasize to me that this park is vital to us as a neighborhood gathering point. It is a gateway to the south side of Milwaukee. It is going to be something they plan to make a lot of use of now that I'm helping bring their attention to it, and they want to help improve it. I think then they will also be very willing to accept the cost. They know it costs something. They know it can't be done for free. They will accept the cost of implementing this plan as recommended to us in the audit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee members? Hearing none, I would emphasize this point. We heard before that Milwaukee County is the chief tourism destination for the state of Wisconsin and raises the most money through tourism in the state of Wisconsin. Were a sales tax to be imposed, one-third of the revenues, or perhaps a little less, 30%, would be derived from out-of-county sources. Now, anyone who's been to Chicago and spent a little time in the loop knows what that can amount to. So it would be my hope that when the administration puts together its plan, it does so with a recognition that the people have indeed spoken, have asked to be taxed, have made clear that transportation and parks are their priority, and that the voice of the people in that case is not ignored and replaced with someone's better judgment. That's the nature of representative democracy. We live and die on that, and hopefully, you know, the public opinion will weigh as heavily as it ought to in this matter. The motion before us is to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.